Track 20.
Hi, Ben. Sorry, I'm a little late, but I'm finally here. So, how are you making out in your search for a job? Have you seen any interesting job ads recently?
No, it's pretty discouraging, actually. Nobody wants to hire me. I'll never find a job.
Don't say that. It's absolutely not true. You have many skills. You speak 3 languages, and you have experience working with kids as a summer camp monitor. Plus, all the mechanical work you have done with your dad? Have you prepared for your job search? Do you apply in strategic places where you have good chances of being hired?
Well, I thought of places where I might like to work. When I'm biking by, I leave a little card with my name and phone number at the front desk and ask if they can give it to the boss. They usually just say they're not hiring at the moment.
You should select the places you'd like to work more carefully. Then, find out if they're hiring. And if so, which positions are available. It would also be preferable to leave your information with the proper department, like human resources, not just at the reception desk.
Maybe.
By the sounds of it, you go to any place chosen at random with your biking helmet under your arm and dressed in your biking clothes. What kind of first impression do you think that gives?
Isn't that okay? They see I'm just biking by.
Well, have you been invited for interviews?
Well, no, at least not yet.
To make a good impression, you need to look your best, you know? Clean hair and clothes.
Well, maybe I should try doing that. But you know, I like the random approach I use for contacting employers.
Well, has it got you any interviews?
Well, no, at least not yet.
Ben, you need to be more organized and focused on your job search. Instead of looking all over, hoping to find something by a stroke of luck, you can use websites and personal contacts to share information, to network, and to focus on jobs that correspond to your skill set. Is your CV up to date?
Well, yes and no. I wrote down some basic information about my work history on a sheet of paper. I use that as a CV.
Has your little paper got you any invitations for interviews?
Well, no, at least not yet.
You know, having a well-organized, clear, and detailed CV is really important because it helps future employers get a rapid overview of your work history, studies, skills, etc. A professional-looking CV helps you sell yourself in a more persuasive way.
I'm not sure how to set up a CV. Could you help me with that?
Better yet, I know of a job search program that is offered at the Employment Center, here in town. The Employment Center is beside the sports store on Main Street, so it's not far from your house. They offer a new session every month. One of my friends took it and said it was very helpful. You learn how to organize a job search, how to set up an appealing CV, how to write cover letters, and even how to act, dress, and answer questions when you go for an interview. Ben, my friend, you need some training program like this. It would boost your confidence. Your job search method doesn't seem to be working.
I think I should give it a try sooner rather than later. Thanks for the heads up.